The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kollel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Tes. The Gemara here in Erevin Daf Tes discusses a concept called Tzrei Hilchuses, combining two halachal mishnayos in Sinai to make a mechitza or a kora, and this is quite an negeil lemaisa in a number of laws of sukkah especially. So let's first say of the Gemara and how can we apply to the laws of sukkah. The Gemara here, Daf Tes, talks about a kora, a crossway beam at the top of a mavui entrance that's matyu to carry in the mavui, and it says that if you have a kora with a bit too short and a bit too high from being on top of the walls of the mavui, we have two kulas that we put together and we say it's kosher. So Gemara says, Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, Meshukha mituya. You have a mavui, it's a bit too short, and also it's suspended in the air high above the wall of the mavui. Still it's okay. And my explains why. Because you combine two halachal mishnayos in Sinai, and you say one called lavud. Lavud means when eved was in three tochim, you stretch out and fill in as if it's a full space and fully all the way. That's one rule. Another rule is called chavut rami. Since they're tefach wide, you can bring them all the way down even more than three tochim to fill up a space you need to fill up. So that's law by Tumah you find this, and by Sukkah you find this rule. So the Gemara says you can use these rules by a kora also. So if I have a kora, it's a bit too short, within three tefachim of both walls. It's a bit too high, and you want to lower it with chavad rami. So you, says the Gemara, mahu de tamer, you might have thought, oy levud amrin, you say levud alone, oy chavad. Or you lower the whole thing. But to combine them both together to make a kosher kora, you might say it's not good. Kamash Blon says the Gemara, you can indeed combine both these halachas, lavud, to stretch the kora 2.9 tefachim this way and 2.9 tefachim this way to hit the wall. And if it's a bit too high and suspended over the wall, you lower it with the rule of Chavad Rami, and this rule now makes the mavui a kosher mavui. So here we see, we took two leniencies, lavud, which is alone one rule, chavad rami, lowering is another rule, and you put them both together to make the mavui be kosher. Now this is talking about dinim derabbanan. By dinim deraisa, like walls of a sukkah and schach, could you use both halachas or not? It's a big debate among the paiskim. And also, even if you do use two halachal mishnayos in Sinai, is it any two? Only the two specified here, which are chavad rami and levud together. So, to explain this in the laws of sukkah and how it's nagei lemaisa, we have to explain there are four halachal mishnayos in Sinai in the laws of sukkah and schach, and they're all leniencies. Four special leniencies in the laws of sukkah, and some of them go for other places also. And these four leniencies are halachal mishnayos mishnei by mechitzos, and we'll talk about combining them both together. So let's explain the first of four halachal mishnayos mishnei that we have. One is called good atzik. We stretch it up. If I have a 10 tefachim mechitza, which is not reaching the schach, so is my sukkah valid or not? So we say good asik and it's kosher. There are some who say it's kosher without good asik, it's being ten tefachim. But many places can take on, Rabbi Kiva Eger among them, and some Rishonim seem to say like that, that it's kosher with the cloud of good asik. You take your ten tefachim mechitzer, and you imaginally stretch it all the way up to meet the schach, and that's called the cloud of good asik. You stretch it above. Imaginary wall stretching above. That's rule number one. There's another thing called lavud. Lavud means, if I have anything within 3 tefachim, let's say my wall in the sukkah is 3 tefachim away of the airspace of the schach, it's no good. Within 3 tefachim, it's called lavud, it's connected and filled in, and it's a kosher sukkah. Then just another halacha, from Sinai, a leaning tzibayt sukkah, called dofen akuma. Dofen akuma means like this. If I have a vertical wall, and then it goes up to some tiles, so it's like an L, it made the right-hand L turn on top, and then the tiles connect to the pudding of the kosher schach, which many have nowadays by indoor sukkahs that they make, where the schach doesn't get all the way to the walls. You say, the till 4 amos, anything less than 4 amos, 4 cubes, anything less than 4 amos, is called dofen akuma. It's all like part of the wall, which the vertical wall now bends and goes horizontally, till 4 amos, which means the schach is kosher. That's a law called dofen akuma. And the fourth thing is called chovet rami. If you have schach, it's a bit high, you need to lower it down to the walls, so you can say chovet rami, and the whole thing goes down to the walls. So the question will be, can you combine two of these leniencies together to make a kosher sukkah, and say both halachim sins will be combined together, and make kosher? So, we explain one by one. Let's first take the clear case that the Rishonim argue about using dofen akuma and good asik together. The case will be, let's say a person is a 10th fachim mechitza and does not reach all the way till the schach without getting good, without saying good asik. You need good asik to make it high. But even if that's there, it's not touching the schach, it's touching horizontally turning right some tiles. And then later on they meet the schach within 4 amos. Can I say dofen akuma plus good asik together and say, well, good asik will make the wall go up to hit the roof. Now the tiles will bend and make dofen akuma within 4 amos, and they'll be a kosher sukkah or not. So the Torah says in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis that you can even combine good asik and dofen akuma, and your sukkah is a kosher sukkah. Just like here in Erev, you combine two to make a kaira. But the Rang seems to say over there in sukkah that it is not kosher at all, because you can't combine. Kivega in Shuvah Simnit Beit explains that the Rang means to say you cannot combine two leniencies of Achmas Sinai and put them together to make a kosher sukkah. So in this case, we have a 10th Vacham Mechitza, doesn't reach the top, and even when you get to the top, it's to bend right to get to the Schach with a few tiles to get to the Schach. It will not be kosher according to the Ran. Now, in this Machlokes Habri Paskin, so the Taz is Mekel, like the Tur, you can combine two Lachma Yashim Tzinit to make the Sukkah kosher, and the Manvelon Paskin, like the Ran, not. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis Sifkot and Dalid brings the Machlokes and seems to go L'chumra, and later on in Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Sifkot and Chof he doesn't even mention the Kol Jigashita and seems to assume for sure you go L'chumra not to combine two Lach Ma'ishim Sinais. That's case number one. Case number two is about combining good Asik and Lovud. That means like this. If I have a 10th Fakhim Rechitza and doesn't reach the Schach, but even after I get to the top and I extend it with good Asik, it's still an airspace away from the Schach. It's not parallel, it's not on the Schach directly. It's a little bit pushed out. And even if I get to the top, I have to go, now use Lovud within 3 Tachim to make it kosher. Is it kosher or not? So, Mechaber Paskins and Tov Reish Lamed Siftes, that's a kosher sukkah, because I can combine good asik, extending the small vertical wall to the top, and then it's now within 3 tefachim of the kosher schach, within 3 tefachim of the schach, so the air spreads to 2.9 doesn't passel, and I can combine good achis and levud. Just like we talked before about combining good asik and dofen akuma, I'm now going to combine good asik and lavud and make it kosher. So, The Mechaber says kosher. And the Kivega Taka asks on the Mechaber, why does the Besos and Tafesh Lanbeds bring down a machlekt about combining two, and why over here does he agree to combine two? That's a big question I can't talk about, but that's what the halacha seems to be, that here the Mechaber seems to be mekel. There's another such case, where you want to combine Lovud and Doifen Akuma. Until now we spoke about combining Doifen Akuma and Gudasik, and Gudasik and Lovud. What about combining Lovud and Doifen Akuma? What would be the case? The case would be not a 10 fucking high wall, but a wall that's quite high and gets in 3 tefachim of the schach, of the roof. But even when it gets there, it meets a tile, so it makes a right turn to get to the schach. So that here you want to combine Lovewood and Daifan Akuma. Mr. Burns says it could be that will be kosher. Mr. Burns, Sivkot and Dalad in Tafra's Long Days, says the could be that's a bit better, and even the Ran, who didn't combine good Asik with Daifan Akuma, might agree to combine Lovewood and Daifan Akuma. Why is that? Because Lovewood is a klal gadol b'chalal Torah kula, yet things that are close are like they're filled in. It's in 3 tefachim. Good asik is a big long stretch, maybe that you can't combine. But things that are so close in 3 tefachim, it's a closer, it's much closer, and it's a lul b'chalal Torah kula, you say Lovewood, so maybe you're more makel. He blinds by a question. There's really another set of cases of Lovewood and Daifan Akuma. Here we talked about one up and one across, one vertical and horizontal. You can have a case of two horizontals. That means like this. If you have a wall going up all the way to the height of the roof in the schach, then you have an airspace of 2.9, which you can say Lovewood. Then you have a tile, you want to see Daifan Akuma, and then comes the Kosher Schach. So can you bind horizontally in the top of the roof, first an airspace of 2.9, then some postal Schach of Amo or 2, and then say it's the Kosher Sukkah Anat. So the Kivega talks about this case also, and the Kivega wants to make a distinction between first having the tile and then the air, or first having the airspace, then the tile. Because the Kivega says like this. So the Kivega says that even though the Ran says you can't have two Alachol Mershim Sinai's together, that's only if one needs the other. Like the case we had before of Daifan Akuma and Good Asik, where you can't say you have a bent wall till you raise up the other wall, and you can't say the other wall, and you can't say Good Asik, you can't say Daifan Akuma, till you raise up the wall. It means to say those kumim, you have to have good asik first. That maybe you can do. But if the picture is, each one has its own little picture independently, like the case over here, where you have up and across. So you already have a daifan akuma. Without saying Lovewood. And then Lovewood, between the schach, airspace, schach, and the end of the tile, that's also you have a wood. Each one's independent, so you can put them both together. That case, he says, will be good. But the other case where you first have the air, and then you have the tile, so you can't even say Daifan Akuma from the first say Lovewood, that maybe will not be good. So these are the very many cases that can happen. Now I'd like to mention that the Panim Meiros in Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Aleph has a very homogenic shita over here, and he says that you can combine two Halachot Mishum Sinai for the Kula, but only the two it mentions in the Gemara, Chavad Rami and Lovewood together. And he says the case of the Torah in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Beis, where he says that if it goes up 10 tefachim mechitza, and then you have tiles and schach, there's kosher. It's not because you can combine Daifan Akuma and Gud Asik, it's because you combine Lovewood and Chovet Rami. It's like you lower the whole roof, as in 3 to the wall, so that's what you're combining. You're combining the very two it says here in the Gemara, but other ones you can't combine. So halacha l'maisa, it's taka true that you always have who to rely on, because the Ran and the Torah and the Taz seem to say you can combine them, but since the Ran argues, it's not so simple halacha l'maisa. It's quite important to point this out. Why? Because lately, many people are building indoor sukkahs. they take away a certain part of the roof that rolls off or lifts up, and in place of the tiles, you can put some bamboo, and you have schach over there. Now, many times this could not reach the wall, and you're coming onto Doif and Akuma, even from sometimes all four sides. We think that's okay. But sometimes, the way they make it, you have to rely on both together. Sometimes the schach is a little bit higher or lower, doesn't actually touch the tiles that are going there. And then you might have to combine Chavad Rami or Gud Asik, etc., and then you have to ask your Shaila whether you can combine these two things to make a kosher sukkah or not.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.